Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll explore, well, I'm not really sure. Usually we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore the interconnected world and your interconnected self. And I had some amazing guests lined up for today, but my voice isn't working, and I just didn't want to do that to them. So I called in the man with a voice, and we're going to have a conversation with our producer, David Eisen. Welcome, David.
Hello, Julie. I'm glad to be here. I'm always at your service.
Thanks, David. Well, I have to tell you, I postponed my guests, and we're going to talk with them later in January. So if you tuned in to listen to the Trust Frequency, my apologies. I'm going to have Andrew and Connie on later in January, and it will be a great show. Today, I shifted things and started talking about, in my head, bits and pieces. So I called this show Bits and Pieces. I got to tell you what I did last night, David.
Okay.
I told David, we didn't plan today. I told him I'm not going to tell him what I'm going to talk about, and he's planning in his head, and we haven't talked. But I have to tell you a story. This is all things connected. And so I literally have been getting ready for the holidays and thinking about my family coming and getting excited. And last night I was feeling like this, and I opened the silverware drawer. I have three big, nice silverware drawers, actually, that are filled with utensils. And I have the world's most amazing silverware. A great aunt bought me for my wedding this silverware. I think she had like box tops she saved up or green stamps she saved up back in the day. And I have steak knives that match. I have grapefruit spoons that match. I have little hors d'oeuvre forks that match. I have everything. I have all the silverware. So anyway, I open the silverware drawer, and you know how, I have no idea where this comes from. If you figure this out, let me know, David. But I open the drawer, and I see those crumbs in the bottom of the silverware drawer. Like, where do they come from? You put clean silverware in the drawer. You take this clean silverware out of the drawer. You wash them. You put them back in the drawer. And the silverware drawer is got those crumbs on the bottom. And so I'm not a compulsive person, but evidently when I'm feeling this way, I'm nesting and trying to bring order back into my life. So I literally start cleaning out the silverware drawers. And these are four huge drawers. And so I start dumping it. And then I'm like, do I want to wash them by hand? Do I want to put it in the dishwasher? I'm going to disinfect. I'm going to clean it all out. But the bits and pieces come in with just bits and pieces in the bottom of the silverware drawer. But also, I have these amazing, really cool compartments that hold the silverware. There's little boxes and rectangles and all of these nice plastic tub-like containers of different sizes, and they fit perfectly into the drawer, and all my stuff fit perfectly into the drawer. And I clean it out, I disinfect it, everything is sparkly clean. I go to put it back, and it doesn't fit like it used to. And I have no idea how I had it before. It's this puzzle with all these bits and pieces. And I'm looking at the cupboard and I'm just like laughing at myself because I literally have this mound of silverware and utensils and everything you don't know what to do with when you cook and all of these things, and the bits and pieces aren't going back into the drawer like a whole again. And so here I am, this queen of all things connected and talking about our whole world and bits and pieces. But it just reminds me, I have another story too, David, but this reminds me of our bifurcated self and literally how we need to start talking about how important it is to honor who we are as individual pieces of the whole and to really understand that in a non-threatening way that is not about ego and competition and comparing and contrasting and criticizing and judging. So anyway,
you know what this makes me think about, and thank you for, as they say, sharing that story with us. It's a good way into our interaction, our conversation today. It made me think about something, which goes like this. In our practice of creative consciousness, one of the really nice parts of that practice is the understanding that you, and if I may say we, you are already there. The whole, W-H-O-L-E, the whole person, the essential self, is already there. Secondarily, you are comprised of all of the bits and pieces of your life, of everything, all of your life experiences that you've had have come together to produce the you that is in this moment. And if a wonderful practice that I bring to my clients and patients is encouraging them and all of us to view our essential selves as being already there, and then joining with, if you will, the bits and pieces of the sum total of who you are, of everything that brought you here today. And I encourage folks, like the drawer, if you will, to hold both of those aspects in your consciousness as being simultaneous. And so what you end up with is you are the sum total of everything that brought you here and your essential self. And if the essential self can make the choice to hold those two things simultaneously, now you've really got something in the present moment, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It makes sense. You know, and I stood back and I was chuckling at myself because I looked at the kitchen and I love my kitchen and it was the sum total of all of that. And it was still my kitchen, even right. When it was not in its same order and it was a little right. Discombobulated and it wasn't in perfect harmony, but it still was my kitchen. And I knew with just a little bit of adjustments, it would flow with ease and joy again. And you know what? I rearranged those drawers and I have one little rectangle that didn't fit in those drawers and I can't figure out where I had it before, but I have more drawers over by my stove top and I went over there and I put it in the drawer where I put all my hot tea stuff and my drawer's happy and I'm happy and my kitchen is still whole. You know what I mean?
And I do. And again, it really is this notion that we are already there, that there is, that notion opens up this whole understanding of First of all, it opens up the understanding of I'll be here now and what the meaning of be here now is. You know, that when Ram Dass came out with Be Here Now, that was in 1961. And that was a game changer. That statement and then the book Be Here Now was one of the first ideas that came from the Eastern land as opposed to the Western tradition, and it really, really influenced everything from them forward, if you will. And so now you and I, we're sitting here and we're talking about being in the present moment. And so to take this metaphor of the drawers and the bits and pieces, and to take that even deeper, we would again say that you are already here. It's already there, if you will, and that part of what's already there is the sum total of everything that brought you here. And if you now go deeper, and you are saying, Julie, about standing back and looking, you know, you're doing the creative observation, you're observing, and so when you stand back and you look with the eyes of it's already there, and you're the sum total of everything that brought you here, now we can move even further into the be here now realm.
David, let's be here now. I'm going to interrupt you because I'm right here right now, and we got to take a break in just a second. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We're going to take a break. I'm here with David Eisen. We're talking about bits and pieces. Stay tuned. This is going to be a fun show.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call & Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Krall. My guest today is producer David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System, and we're talking about bits and pieces. Before the break, we were talking about how to really be here now with all those pieces and that the whole is already there. I got another example for you, David, because this is on my mind, and I had a birthday this week. And gosh, that was yesterday. And my husband gave me the most amazing birthday gift. It is incredible. Now, you know, I love art and I'm a novice art collector. I like to collect local art and local artists. And I have a few other pieces from outside of this area. And one of the most amazing pieces of artwork from a local artist is now proudly hanging in my entry. It is incredible. Now, imagine this. This woman is a fiber artist. And literally, imagine little tiny hexagons, you know, six-sided little tiny hexagons that are about a half of an inch at their widest diameter, little tiny hexagons hand-stitched so that all of these amazing fabrics are creating this, gosh, it's probably 18 inches by 18 inches wide. It is the most amazing, stunning dragonfly. And Whoa. This artist, it's incredible. It's like you're going, how do you make a dragonfly with wings with these little hexagons? And she takes these hexagons, she hand stitches them all together, and then literally the body and the wings and the background are created, and then she embellishes it with sequins and beads and jewels, and it's like this incredible example of the bits and pieces that we're talking about. It's kind of like music. It reminds me of music, David, and we can talk about music later because that's your forte. But this piece of artwork is all of these little tiny individual pieces that are so seemingly unrelated, and they create this most amazing whole. And when I received it, of course, I was like blown away. I just love it. It's the best birthday present I think I've ever received. But the thing about it is it just reminds me of when we really can understand that big picture of what we're all a part of, we really stop losing that need to compare and to contrast and to compete and to do this thing that we do as humans in our bifurcated nature. And, you know, it's time for all of us to wake up to that whole. So can you just visualize my piece of artwork? It's amazing.
I can. And it goes to what we're talking about in a big way. The thing that you just said about being able to visualize the whole and in so doing, you know, resolve very, very deep human tendencies and very deep human habit patterns that create us and them, and that generates separation. which is the nature of the bifurcated self. So your story there and the previous drawer story brought us to be able to talk about be here now and being in the present moment. And so I was, you know, again, I was trying to go a step further and to say that in 1961, it was groundbreaking and earth-shattering and mind-blowing to have the phrase "be here now" introduced into the culture. And so let's fast forward to right here, right now. And what we're talking about and what we're learning as we speak is the next step in that practice, which is your story, both of them, it makes it clear that what we now as conscious beings, as aware humans, we need to learn how to be here now. So in some very large sense of the word, it's not enough to say, be here now. We want to thank Alan and Ram Dass, and we want to thank them deeply for opening the door to the notion of the necessity of being here now, or not even the necessity of just simply the reality that, as I said before, we're already here. You're already here. The journey now for us is to understand that we need to learn to be here now, even though it's already here and we are here, right now. The consciousness that we operate out of, the bifurcated nature, doesn't understand the meaning of that. And it's so my simple point is that we need to practice being here now. We need to make the choice that we need to learn how to be in the present moment. So when you have your drawer experience, or when you have, or when we're looking at the extraordinary birthday gift and the piece of art, which is a weave, right? It's weaving. It's hand sewn. It's a weave. I'm not just saying it's a weave done on a loom, but it's a series of interlocking elements. Imagine the mind of the artist who is capable of producing such a beautiful piece of work. The mind of that artist is in the present moment. The art itself, the making of the art, the art is one thing, but the understanding of what the mind of the artist is, what it takes for such a beautiful object to come into being, right? It comes into being through the practice of being in the present moment. The art itself is the result of the mind holding the form of that deep, deep, if you will, singularity of the present moment. And so we can take looking at the piece of art, every time we look at the piece of art, the piece of art can share with us the experience of the creation of the art, which as an experience is demonstrable. It's demonstrating the presence of mind that is practicing being in the present moment. And so the presence of the piece of art is giving us a glorious moment by moment reminder of how to learn to be in the present moment. And I think that's the ultimate learning in terms of the bits and pieces. rather than seeing things as separate and filled with, you know, bits and pieces, we can learn to see all of the bits and pieces to be parts of the present moment. Because ultimately, right, Julie, that the present moment is comprised of all of the elements that exist at this time in this space right here and right now. That's what the present moment is.
Yeah.
And so when we say we're already here, we're already here in the present moment. And then when we say that we are also the sum total of our entire life experience, those are the bits and pieces, you see? And so we are both of those things simultaneously, and that is the vision of the present moment. So if we can hold on to that knowledge, that awareness, then, in fact, we'll be practicing being here now.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I really appreciate about this example is, you know, we can teach clients how to be really become present by, you know, using the five senses, using the sensations in the body, you know, yeah, really grounding. But the part about the bits and pieces of the whole that's already here is really important, that we're not rejecting those bits and pieces. You know, we're really right. not, we're, you know, and we're about to take another break and be in this moment just momentarily. But I think that it would be really good to take our listeners down the road of really understanding how not to judge the bits and pieces of our own lives, let alone other people that, you know, yeah, that happened in 1970 and it happened. And we embrace it with gratitude, and we embrace it with this clarity of forgiveness. And it's an incredible part of who we are. So we are going to take that break, as I promised. This is Dr. Julie. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We're with David Eisen, and we're having a conversation about bits and pieces. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Hello, this is the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. This is Dr. Julie talking with David Eisen. We're having a conversation about bits and pieces today. And we were just talking about how do we resolve embracing all of the experiences of who we are, all of the elements, all the bits and pieces of who we are without judging. And really moving into this place of gratitude, I think, David, of a, you know, if we're the sum total of all that's brought us here to this moment, I'm thinking of this magnificent piece of music, and there's this one part that's leading to this crescendo, and this one note hits, and it's not there, you know? It's like, how is it not there? I want that note to be there. It's so important to that music, and you hear that one piece, and that's like our life. If we choose not to embrace all of these experiences, we're really not embracing the sum total of who we really are. That's what's brought us here.
It's true, and so there's so many important things what you just said brings to the front. And I think it's all about the choice. Ultimately, it's about how we choose what we choose. And gratitude, right? Gratitude is an essence that is the portal to the higher realms. The higher realms being a sense of fulfillment, a sense of completion, a sense of wholeness, a sense of truthful, loving compassion. Gratitude is the portal to those realms. So our tendency in this bits and pieces way is to look back upon experiences in our lives, and when those memories, because that's what they are, they're just memories of those experiences. And we look upon those experiences, and rather than being grateful for the knowledge that those experiences bring us, we still feel anger, or we feel guilt or shame or any number of cascading emotions. These emotions are all judgments. And those types of judgments and their reactions, it's all reactionary. And those types of judgments are the very things that keep you from being in the present moment. They keep you from embracing all the aspects of who you are. And so what we're talking about, Julie, is a way, is a practice. It's a way of embracing everything of all that you are. Rather than having these bits and pieces of your life be a problem or something to be ashamed of. And believe me, I'm not saying that all of us haven't done things that we are ashamed of or, that carry a lot of baggage. However, I am saying that there comes a point in time when you are capable of embracing your life's experience, because you are choosing to see that you are the sum total of these life experiences. And once you start seeing that, it opens the doorway to the portal of gratitude, because I begin to become grateful for who I am. You know, I become grateful for all of the things that brought me to this present moment. And it's through that energy of gratitude for everything that has brought me here that I begin to lose my anger. I begin to lose my guilt and my doubt and my fear about who I am. And I begin to embrace all of myself. And when I do that, that happens in the present moment. That's what's so cool about this whole bits and pieces thing, is it leads us to understanding that we need to learn how to choose to be in the present moment. And the way that we do that is we choose to embrace everything that brought us here today. And when we embrace that, we open the door to the presence of gratitude in our life. And that is the most fulfilling thing. It's the doorway to the higher realms.
Yeah, and you know, it's an important essence in the practice of healing. The practice, you know, if to heal means to make whole again, really practicing gratitude elevates us into this consciousness and into this wholeness that we really are.
It does. You know, you told a story. Can I tell a story?
Yeah, please.
So I live in several places, but I have a home in Ojai, California, which is extraordinarily beautiful, and I'm so grateful to be in this place. It's on a 33-acre estate. So one day I'm sitting on the, I have a 200-foot deck. My little house sits on the side of a mountain, and it's just extraordinary. And one day I'm sitting outside at my table, and I'm doing sacred geometry, and I'm doing my practice, and I'm writing the book for the chakra sound system, and I'm sitting in this amazing atmosphere in beautiful, you know, Ojai, California, and all of a sudden, I experience a feeling that is flooding my entire body. And I stepped back, and I did the observing thing, and I saw that what I was experiencing was the essence of gratitude. It was amazing. I saw that I was filled with gratitude. And the minute that I saw that, I understood that that the gratitude was already there. I didn't make the gratitude. The gratitude was already there. What happened was that I allowed the essence of gratitude I allowed myself to receive it. It was already there. And so I chose, the minute that I started feeling it, which I, in some honest place, I have to tell you in the audience that I never experienced that before at that level. And it was such an amazing experience. In real time, I decided to choose to allow for that experience to continue to come into my body and in my consciousness. And the minute that I made that choice, I was able to see that the gratitude was already there. And then the next thing that I saw, which was really amazing, was that it was the circumstances of my life. The fact that I had this beautiful home, that I was in this amazing environment, that I could live the life that I was allowed, in quotes, to live. I mean, I'm writing this wonderful book. I have this opportunity to do that. I'm sharing this wonderful knowledge with all these people, and I get to do that in my life. And so I was able to step back and look at all of that and see that it was the circumstances that produced the gratitude. That the gratitude was already there. And the reason that it was already there was because it was the circumstances that I was immersed in, that I was surrounded by, if you will, the bits and pieces of the fabric of the reality in the present moment created the presence of gratitude. And that presence, all of a sudden, came, it entered, it came into me. And I was able to, for the first time in my life, really, I was able to receive the beauty and the presence of the gratitude. And when I made the choice to receive it, immediately I was shown, if you will, the fact that it was already there and that it came forward because it was created. The presence was generated by the circumstances and the conditions that I found myself in. And so what was left was embracing those circumstances.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good story, and we're going to have to take a break here. But the thing that I really appreciate about that story is the receiving of it. It's the allowing and the receiving. I think a lot of times we look at, especially emotions, and we're not looking at the essence of gratitude. We're thinking, I'm giving gratitude, so I'm saying thanks, I'm doing something. And when people really can understand what it means to just be immersed in that receiving of the essence, it can really change our lives. So, and I know that had to be a life-changing moment for you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do a integration meditation and talk just a few minutes before that. But you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We're talking with David Eisen, and more on Bits and Pieces when we return.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We are back, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with David Eisen. And I want to let you guys know you can find David at www.chakrasoundsystem.com. Right, David?
Yeah, among other places, for sure.
Among other places, chakrasoundsystem.com. And I want to remind you, visit our website at thedrjulieshow.com. All of the information is there. You can sign up for our monthly newsletter and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So, dang, our conversation was so much fun today. I do have to say, though, I never figured out where the crumbs in the Civil War drawer come from. Do you know, David?
Well, I mean, it depends on, how do you feel about mice?
No, don't go there with me. Okay, we're going to do a meditation here, and I just want to remind the listeners of a few things. Next week, we're going to have a really special holiday edition. David's going to join us, but I am going to invite my daughter on the show, Quincy, and we're going to talk about the mother-daughter connection, and I think we're going to have a surprise visit from maybe Santa Claus next week. So it'll be a fun show. And I do want to remind listeners, I'm going to fill in for Dr. Pat on Thursday. I have John Bokenkamp, creator of NBC's The Blacklist. And it's going to be a fascinating personal conversation about what's really behind that mastermind genius and look into the creativity and family values and a non-traditional path. So join us for that. But now, let's turn it back over to David, and we're going to enjoy our weekly intention meditation. Here we go.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here's where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. Receptive and is waiting right there. surface for you to simply say hello. You got it? Are you feeling the presence of you? So lovely. Few moments and allow these essences to come forward as we are enveloped by the music. Simply relax, let go, breathe, and simply receive.
David, as always, that was beautiful. We are in that essence of gratitude right now, just feeling that essence and that open expansion. I want to really recognize that place of deep understanding and that place of receiving. And what a great show, talking about bits and pieces and really understanding that we are the sum total of all of these bits and pieces. And what a glorious, amazing experience to be all of that, to be who we are and what we are. And really, really, really embracing all of these experiences of life that bring us to who we are in this moment. This is a really big concept, and I'm really happy that we got to explore that today and really understand what it means to look at the pieces and the parts and really embrace them as a part of who we are, as our unique expressions of divinity here on the planet, right here, right now. And remember to look at the whole picture. Every little piece of my artwork isn't a beautiful masterpiece, but when I look at it collectively, it is amazing. It blows you away. So thank you, David, for being with us. Thank you. This was really good medicine for me with this cough and this voice. I'm glad
you're
here.
You're welcome, Julia. It's always, I think we're really, moving and doing something special. So I appreciate the opportunity to be with you always.
Thank you. You know what? There are so many amazing things happening, and after the first of the year, we're both kicking off some really big things, and we want to keep our listeners informed. So, sign up for the email list, get on the Facebook pages, and this weekend we're going to do a really amazing celebration too. We've talked about it here on the show. Dr. Pat's had David on talking about it, but just a brief reminder. You want to give them a 30-second commercial, David?
Yeah, just everybody join in on Saturday night, the solstice, for our fantastic come together 1 hour live presentation with music and meditation and inspiration. And you join us on Facebook at Facebook Celebrate Come Together Journey to Connection. can also see that at our website, celebrateumtogether.com. We'll see you on Saturday night.
Excellent. Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 on the Pacific. And the website will take you right as a direct link right to the actual Facebook page. So hope you'll all join us for that. It's going to be a blast. And David really created some special music for that. So thank you all for tuning in. I'm looking forward to next week, our holiday show. And thanks again. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.